Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today's show is a remix with one rule: short sketches only. All sketches this week are 2 minutes or less. Everything is short. No stretching. No filler. Nothing goes 1 second longer than it should. When we've said what we have to say, we stop. We don't go on and 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 on when everybody has gotten the point already. The sketches are short. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
This is Stock Market Watch with your host, Roy Cantor.
The Dow is up. The Dow is down. I don't know. It's all machines. Go to our stock analyst, Cheryl Nicholson. Cheryl, what? I mean, just, oh, God, what?
Everything was okay, and then someone said, hey, what about Europe? I mean, Europe could just die, right? And China, for God's sake. And then somebody couldn't find a key to the men's room, and the market shot it.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't even think about Europe.
Fucking Europe, right?
Yeah, Saul Merritt at the commodities desk. Saul, corn. How can nobody be buying corn?
There's no God.
It's corn.
I can't breathe.
I hate to break in here, Roy, but the Middle East.
Ah, oh, shit biscuits.
The fucking Middle East.
We're all gonna die.
Ah! Ah! The fucking lunch.
What will you find on Ancestry.com?
I found out I'm white.
I found out my grandparents were from Eastern Europe, pretty much like they said they were.
I found out my great-great-great-grandmother was actually African-American, and my great-great-great-grandfather was a wealthy farm owner.
So he raped her.
Oh.
Yep. Straight up raped her.
I went on Ancestry.com and found out my dad isn't my real dad.
I found out the woman who's been calling herself my mother actually stole me from someone's house. And that's why I never went to a real school.
I found out I have cancer. They saw something irregular in the results and told me to get checked. And, well, the doctor said I have a growth in my...
I found out the exact day I'm going to die. And it won't even be an inherited disease. The people at Ancestry.com are just going to blow my head off.
I found out I have the same DNA as Hitler. Like, exactly the same.
I found out that my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather is my best friend, Larry.
Hey.
I found out I'm descended from apes, and not in the usual way. I mean, like, recently.
I found out I've been fucking my sister. Ah, who am I kidding? I knew that already. Come here, baby.
Ancestry.com. Let's find out together. Jerry Lewis is...
Next, please.
The Nutty Abortionist.
Hey, lady! This will be a very safe procedure, Miss Purdy. We'll simply use the mifepristone in combination with the prostaglandin.
With Stella Stevens as the patient.
I feel so ambivalent about this. Will it hurt?
It's a very safe procedure, Miss Purdy. Just lie back, open your legs, and go! Bathing lady! Oh, no!
The Nutty Abortionist. You'll laugh until you pop.
There's a common adage about human potential. 10%. Isn't that what they say? We only use 10%?
What are you saying, doctor? That with a procedure, you can increase my natural human potential?
Not with a procedure, Mr. Gleason.
With a pill.
Okay, Dr. Peters, let's say I believe you. It's like taking ginseng, right? Opens me up a little bit, things flow more rapidly to the tune of what, 3-5%?
No, Mr. Gleason. 100% function.
What?
Here. First one's free. For 24 hours, this pill will make you the only human on Earth capable of using 100% of your butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like 1,000.
If you're looking for an experienced heart surgeon, you have a lot of people to choose from, but they all have one thing in common. Virtually every experienced heart surgeon has lost a patient. All experienced heart doctors literally have blood on their hands. That's why you should come to me, Dr. Larry Merkin. I have no experience at all. No patient of mine has ever died or lived. A perfect record. Call 555-1212 and ask information for the phone number for Larry Merkin.
Larry Merkin is not accredited by the American Medical Association. This is the same Larry Merkin who ran for Senate, President, and Attorney General as a Washington outsider, even though you can't actually run for Attorney General.
So let me do your heart operation. When I tell you this has never happened before, I'll mean it.
Hi, this is Tad.
And this is Connie from The Morning Show. Confused about investments? Friday, we get a visit from Mr. Smart Money, who'll tell us how to plan for the future.
Connie's plans for the future usually involve finding a designated driver.
Tad suffered a financial meltdown with his last girlfriend. He tried to leave without paying.
Speaking of fiscal disasters, Connie will tell us about how Visa refused to raise her debt ceiling.
And after that, Tad's ex-wife will explain how Tad thought he was too big to fail.
That's Friday on The Morning Show.
Man on the street!
The space agency NASA is 60 years old this week. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
The moonwalk is less impressive when you're using a moonwalker.
Houston? We've fallen and we can't get up.
One giant step for mankind and one fall down the stairs.
To commemorate this occasion, the ISS has left their right turn signal on for 3 days.
How the hell are they getting to the moon at 14 miles an hour?
Back in my day, we walked to the moon uphill both ways.
I admit boycotting NASA because they discriminate against vegans, because they're always looking for something meatier.
You kids, get off my moon!
Are any of those motherfuckers coming to pay child support?
This fall on ABC, a show about what it means to be a family.
I just want you to be there.
I will be. In your heart.
A show full of sex, scandals, and honest moments that will tug at your heartstrings.
I don't know how to be without you.
Well, then who were you when you were with her?
It's a new show called, you know, that new show after Scandal. A show that your mom will love, but can't remember the name of.
I love you so much. I did the dishes.
I love you too.
Starring the guy that was in that thing.
I don't want to be alone tonight.
The woman with that face, you know the one.
I just cannot deal with you right now.
And that actress who looks kind of like your cousin Linda, but not.
Don't you walk out on me.
With the guy who was married to that famous singer, you know, the one your father hates.
What?
With special guest appearances by that guy that was in that movie you love, you know, the one that used to be married to that actress, but then they divorced and it was horrible, but boy, he is so handsome. The woman with the mouth you hate because she reminds you of that lady at the grocery store who's always a jerk. And Harry Connick Jr. So tune in this fall on ABC for
You know, that new show after Scandal. A show for moms.
And now, a clip of the Vagina Network series premiere of Gloria De Silva, Lesbian Psychic.
Gloria De Silva, Lesbian Psychic.
Oh, Rachel, you feel so good. That's it. Now, a little over to the left. A little more. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah.
I just had a vision. I have to call the chief of police right away. Chief of Police Jones, yeah? There's going to be trouble.
What? Who is it?
You have to close down Central Park immediately.
Where'd you get this number?
Tune in to the Vagina Network for the full episode of Gloria De Silva, Lesbian Psychic.
This is the community calendar for Orange County, California. Tonight, Lamplighter Pizza at 9 p.m., a middle-aged man in short pants will be drinking beer and loudly discussing Van Halen for 3 hours. That's Lamplighter Pizza, 9 p.m. to midnight. Thursday, 8 p.m. at the Tortoise Bar in Tustin, Emmeline from HR will say the Holocaust never happened. No one at Emmeline's table will know what she's talking about. That's 8 p.m., the Tortoise Bar. Friday at El Hacienda Restaurant in Costa Mesa, it's trivia night as three men monopolize the conversation at their table, recalling pointless stories from high school. Their wives will want to kill themselves all night Friday at El Hacienda. That's this week's community calendar for Orange County, California.
As you know, Islam forbids images of the Prophet Muhammad, mainly because he's plus-sized and is self-conscious about his ample buttocks. But nothing forbids us from broadcasting his voice. We take you now to the Prophet Muhammad at a press conference in Mecca. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. At a press conference at a Dave and Buster's in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Prophet Muhammad, welcome.
Oh, my God! Thank you. I am so excited. Have you seen my shoes? Aren't they totes adorbs?
Prophet Muhammad, what is your opinion of the
recent... Hang on. I just want to give a shout out to the guys at Table 17. Hi. Thanks for the buffalo wings. Yay! They were awesome.
What is your opinion of the attack on the magazine Charlie Hebdo?
I told them not to run pictures of me. They totally got the hat wrong. And the mustache? God, my Twitter feed is like totally blowing up.
Maybe blowing up is the wrong word.
Jesus H. Christ! It's my friend, Jesus H. Christ!
Is that really Jesus?
Hi, Muhammad. What's all this sturm und drang here?
We just wanted to talk about the shooting at Charlie Hebdo.
I thought usually humor weeklies were killed by the internet. Mm-mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Nuh-uh, too soon.
Wait, is that Moses?
Yes?
Moses, what do you think of the attack on the Parisian satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo?
They did what?
Make it work.
Paris. C'est une blonde. Paris.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We at the Final Edition Radio Hour have our own YouTube video channel now.
So for the enjoyment of our listeners, we're going to show some of our videos right here on the radio.
Here we go. Wait, what is that?
Oh, That's not one of our final edition videos. That's something else.
But what was that?
It was a different video.
Was that meat?
It was lamb. The video's from Kazakhstan. Here's a final edition video. Nah, it's the same thing.
What are they doing to that guy?
Nothing. Okay, here's a video from the final edition Radio Hour.
Your baby is the most important person in your life. So
the pre-K jeweler sketch.
With diamonds.
Yeah, it makes a pretty good video.
Pre-K jewelers, yeah. We offer a fine selection
so,
of high-end
in that other video, that one guy's dead now, right? I mean, that was real.
Search for the final edition on YouTube or go to youtube.com/user/thefinaledition1 and just watch the funny videos. There are some others. Don't worry about those.
Hi, this is Tad.
And I'm Connie from The Morning Show.
As American Idol goes into the final round, our studio will be full of talented young performers.
What Tad likes to call a teenage buffet. And I will be trying to keep them from wandering into the S&M dungeon Tad calls his dressing room.
Speaking of people wandering into places, Connie, wasn't that you I saw yesterday sneaking into the men's room with the guy who delivers our water?
And speaking of delivering water, we'll welcome urologist Dr. Dunkelman, who'll explain why men of a certain age need to have their prostates checked. Relax, Tad. You might just enjoy it.
That's tomorrow on The Morning Show.
This is Steve. Steve lives in a small village called Los Feliz in the northeast corner of Los Angeles. Many people in Los Feliz village are just struggling to get by, and Steve needs your help. For only $500 a month, you can adopt a middle-aged American who can't make the rent.
Yeah, so I'm selling my guitar collection, by the way, so if anyone out there wants an 82 Gibson.
Your sponsorship could help so many people in this blighted country. TV segment producers who are older than 50, former coal company managers, waitresses who have to live near their jobs in San Francisco, teachers who have to live near their jobs in San Jose, full-time Walmart employees, full-time Amazon employees, full-time call center employees, full-time daycare workers, all of them live on the streets.
It's cool. I mean, I lived in my van when I was in my 20s, and, you know, the baby's not going to notice.
How can you look at this unshaven face and hungover eyes and not be moved? Just ask John and Priscilla Getty, who adopted Larry, a 32-year-old assistant manager of a pizzeria.
We get a postcard once a month telling us what books he's reading and what kind of women he's hitting on.
And the movies he's downloading illegally.
And he made me a wallet.
He made John a wallet. I don't know why he thought you didn't have a wallet.
Pathetic.
For the price of a cup of coffee a day, you can buy someone a cup of coffee a day. Won't you help? Just get on Facebook and pick someone you kind of remember from high school. They'll probably thank you.
Good morning, Harrison Elementary. Today's lunch special is pizza. Happy Friday. We have cheese and pepperoni. Please save the cheese pizza for the students who don't eat meat. If you would prefer a gluten-free option, we do have Ziploc bags full of sauce and cheese, and Ziploc bags full of sauce, cheese, and pepperoni. Please save the Ziploc bags full of sauce and cheese for the students who don't eat meat. Thank you.
Sometimes we all feel alone in a crowd.
Or have trouble sleeping.
Sometimes it's so difficult to concentrate.
Most of the time you feel fine. You just want to get high as fuck.
That's why there's pills. You could take pills to normalize your social anxiety.
But you really take them because they make the world sound like womp womp womp. What's in pills, you ask?
A lot of love.
L-O-V-E is an acronym for lithium, oxycontin, valium, and ephedrine. Ask your doctor to write you a prescription for pills as long as he's cool.
Talk to your doctor about pills if you sometimes feel sad or angry.
Or if you ever feel.
Habit-forming pills are an essential treatment for those suffering from anxiety and depression, or for people like us.
Who like to pop one and go to Disneyland on a Wednesday. Pills may cause a feeling of awesomeness. Tell your friends if you begin feeling way chill, bro. Double your dosage if you see your parents, plan on seeing your parents, or just cause, brah.
Pills. Get back to doing what you love.
Being high.
Hi, I'm Ronnie from Ronnie's Daycare and Funtime Playpen, where we promise we won't kill your baby. You got a date night or you just need a break or something, right? Well, drop off the kids at Ronnie's Daycare and Funtime Playpen, where we won't kill them or even get close to killing them. Just listen to this satisfied customer.
I left my baby with Ronnie for a couple days while I went out of town. And ever since then, the kid's afraid of the water. I mean, even a glass of water, he just screams. But Ronnie didn't kill him. Gotta give him that.
Other things you're gonna like. We're punctual. When you come back from a work shift or a short trip or a long-term absence, we'll be there with your kid exactly when we say. And your kid will be successfully alive. Maybe he fell down a couple of times. We drop a kid now and then. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Ronnie's people are good traditional people. They believe in stuff. Like me. I believe in stuff too.
Listen, this business has a lot of dodgy operations. And we're proud to be part of it. So what's the problem? Give us your kids for a while. That's Ronnie's Daycare and Funtime Playpen near the Superfund site in East Rutherford. You're going to be okay with this.
You could do worse.
This is Barry Lank, the West Coast producer of the Final Edition Radio Hour. We're not even going to try to rationalize the premise of this sketch. What if Scooby-Doo were Hitler?
Roland, Czechoslovakia, and Russia. The ruse robbed us in the rack. We will round them up and rend them to Ruckenwald, Auschwitz, Wittenberg, and New York.
Turns out the banking conspiracy was old man Juicestein all along.
Rusty Rowan's running after Olympics. Ruddy's a regrow.
Mein Führer, we must prepare for D-Day.
D-Day?
No, D-Day.
D-Day?
No, D-Day.
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 Mein Führer, the enemy is headed for Berlin. Und Steiner could not stop the Soviets.
Ruckroll.
News of America for the next 400 years.
July 7th, 2034. Thailand surpasses the United States in wealth, life expectancy, and education. So we invade and liberate them. Now every American gets a free whore and a bungee jump ride. Hooray us!
February 19, 2198. Russia says it will send a man to Saturn, so America goes there first. Without any planning or tax money, we shoot a man into space and land him on Saturn 5 minutes later, where he retires and marries a waitress. Mazel tov!
September 4th, 2204. With an average body mass index of 42, indicating obesity, America nonetheless challenges Finland to a nationwide foot race and wins. America always wins. We're a nation of winners.
October 4th, 2270. Jesus Christ comes to earth to bless one lucky nation. And what does Jesus want to know first? Who can eat the most chicken wings? Well, we'll tell you who. 300-year-old wing bowl champion Bill Simmons, known for more than two centuries as El Wingador. He trounces all comers, earning Christ's blessing and ensuring that America remains the moral arbiter of the world.
Good on you, America. You did everything right.
So that was a collection of short sketches, Volume 1, because I have found enough for at least two more shows. All that was written by Barry Lank, Ben Kirshner, Ebby Parker, Jim Earle, Gil Barron, and Sam Gerwitz. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus... Okay, here we go. Jeff Hendrick, Keith Saltajanes, Jessica Park, Mike Upchurch, Leah Krinsky, Mike Bisaw, Steve Rosenfield, Brian Fernandez, Bridget Fitzgerald, probably Savannah Brown and Chase O'Donnell in there, I don't know. And yes, Kurt Carlson. A lot of music, as always, from Kevin MacLeod. The show is created by Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler. Technical assistance from the aforementioned Kurt Carlson. Joe Davis handles our SoundCloud account. The executive producer and engineer is Barry Lank. Good night!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.